I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. After record-breaking temperatures in Georgia over the past few days, the forecast is calling for more warm weather. Over Memorial Day weekend, high temperatures hit the upper 90s for most of Georgia, with some areas seeing temps in the low 100s. Meteorologist Lauren Reeves with the National Weather Service says things won't start cooling off until the high-pressure system hanging around the southeast starts to break up.
And it's kind of looking like that could happen over the next, like, 3 or 4 days or so. Temperatures will start to decrease. But otherwise, while we're under this ridge of high pressure, we're pretty much just seeing warm and dry weather.
The city of South Fulton is turning its 10 fire stations into cooling centers as this heat wave continues. Each one is expected to offer bottled water, clean bathrooms, and plenty of air conditioning. Most are open around the clock. Well, Memorial Day weekend ended tragically for a number of families in Georgia. Authorities say 5 people drowned and 14 people died in traffic accidents. According to CBS 46, 2 people drowned during 2 separate incidents while out on Lake Lanier. The other drownings took place in the Chattahoochee River and West Point Lake. Georgia State Patrol says the 14 people killed in traffic accidents is up from 8 deaths during last year's Memorial Day weekend. And Savannah police arrested 2 people over the weekend for leaving a dog in a hot car. As the hot weather continues, they're warning others to be careful. WSAV reports that on a 90-degree day, temperatures inside a car can climb to 109 degrees within 10 minutes. Pet owners who leave animals in hot cars can be charged with animal cruelty. Officers say if you see a pet left in a car, take down the car's information and contact police or animal control. Well, more than a third of Atlanta is considered a food desert, and for some residents, that problem is compounded by a lack of reliable transportation.
There's no grocery stores around there at all. They got a little convenience store, but, you know, they open 24 hours, but you got to pay dough for everything.
Hear how Atlantans are navigating the barriers of little food and even fewer ways to get around. It's today on Here and Now and All Things Considered. Well, we're just a few weeks into the harvest for Georgia's most famous crop, peaches. And as GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, farmers are already calling it one of the best they've had in years.
Most farmers started picking peaches earlier this month. Duke Lane is a farmer and president of the Georgia Peach Council. He says so far, all indicators point to a great season. That's even with the drought-like conditions some parts of the state are experiencing right now.
This year just seems like every single thing is going our way. And so, again, we're just excited, glad to get going.
Lane estimates Georgia farmers will harvest about 70 million pounds of peaches this season. That's 20 million more than last year. Peach season ends in mid-August. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Braves are back in action tonight, hosting the Washington Nationals at SunTrust Park. First pitch is scheduled for 7:20 p.m. The Braves are in second place in the NL East, a game and a half behind the Philadelphia Phillies. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.